Are you thinking of buying or selling a home? Someone here to help us. It's Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist for National Association of Realtors. Lawrence, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this third quarter report that you guys have. What kind of insights are in this report from the National Association of Realtors?
We all know a much higher interest rate environment. So the demand is coming off after the two consecutive years of extraordinary performance. So the buying activity, a little slower compared to last year. But the prices in the Cleveland region or pretty much across the country is still higher compared to 1 year ago. In fact, Cleveland is actually seeing a 15% price gain from just 1 year ago. So still a very solid news for homeowners.
So this would be a seller, a buyer or seller's market? How do we describe that in simple terms like that?
It's a little difficult to say, because what is unique in this current cycle is that buyers have retreated because of higher interest rate. But at the same time, we are not seeing new supply, meaning that number of listings on the market is still very limited. So once it comes onto the market, multiple offers, incredibly, are still happening on some homes.
Lawrence, we've seen prices escalate. You've just told us 15% up in the greater Cleveland area. Is this the new norm? In other words, home buyers might want to say, maybe these prices will come down in a couple months. What do you think?
Certainly a 15% price gain is not a norm. Normal gain would be in line with overall consumer price inflation. Inflation is currently running at 8%, so one should expect something close to that. And next year, maybe even slower price appreciation. But regarding price decline, in some expensive markets, like San Francisco, may see some price decline, but in middle America, Cleveland, Cincinnati, you look at middle America where home values are so affordable. I mean, even with a price gain in Cleveland, it's only $227,000, the median price. Now, for local residents, maybe this looks a little high, but for rest of America, this is still relative affordability, and consequently, Cleveland should continue to see price gain throughout next year.
Talking to Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist for National Association of Realtors. They've got their home buyers and sellers report. We've sort of spoken about the house themselves and the price of that. What about the consumers? How are they navigating this? What can you tell us about them from this report?
So the consumers, especially the first-time buyers, are struggling to get into the market. Now, all the renters, I mean, they have the aspiration of becoming an owner, participate in the wealth gain that the home ownership provides, but they are struggling because of much higher mortgage rates. And we are seeing the first-time buyer participation at 26%, which is historically low level. So somewhat unfortunate that we are not providing that ladder of opportunity for broader Americans at the moment because of higher interest rates.
Let's talk about the way people are buying homes. Sometimes they get an app. Sometimes they look at something. Sometimes all of a sudden they get, a mortgage approved. And the next thing you know, their moving boxes are starting to travel to the new location. Tell us a little bit about how, consumers can get help either from realtors or other, technology to help them buy a home.
Very good point. So technology has certainly improved the access to type of homes, so people do not have to constantly drive around trying to find the right home. And this is where the realtors come in. They know which homes are essentially under contract, meaning that even though it may be listed, it's not really available because somebody else signed the contract. Price negotiation. So what we are finding in the data among recent home buyers is that 90% are working with professional realtors, and the post-transaction survey is showing that they love their realtor, they want to work with their realtor again in next transaction, and would recommend their friends and family members. So, great thing about America, providing that choices to consumers, and consumers are using professional to make those important decisions.
What are the questions you need to ask a realtor in order to bring somebody on board, or how do you get the right fit? There's always a little bit of a personality and or an understanding. How do you get the right person that you feel comfortable with?
You know, very good question, because it is a fiercely competitive industry. There are many realtors seeking out business, but the trust level is the most important. So interview the person, talk to them about, okay, I am interested in buying. What will be the process? And through that, one can gauge the overall trust level. But I think another source is to just contact friends and family members who recently purchased to say, who did you work with? Were you satisfied with this person or with this company? And that will be a great source, because real estate is such a major transaction. You want to work with the right person.
Right. And there's different ways. Even in the last couple of years, there was a point where you didn't get how much, you know, in person did you get? How much of the home did you see firsthand? That type of a thing. So there's a lot of different ways that people have been dealing with it. What's the best way, I guess, to get some good information and maybe get some other help as well?
Always contact the local realtors. They can always provide information, even the local realtor association. But at the National Association of Realtors, the website, NAR.realtor. So much information about home buying process, some statistical information, latest trend, even some of the federal policy regarding that impacts home buying market.
Sounds good. Lawrence, we appreciate your time this morning. Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist, National Association of Realtors. Thanks for your time sharing with us today.